This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. President Trump took to Twitter this morning. Trade was the topic, specifically the, quote, massive, end of quote, trade gap the United States has with Germany and how it was, again, quoting here, very bad. The U.S. does, in fact, import more from Germany than Germany imports from the United States. So far, so good, accuracy-wise. The bad thing? Marketplace's Sabri Benishor has that one.
The U.S. each year buys about $65 billion more from Germany than Germany buys from us. Is that costing U.S. jobs?
I don't think the issue has anything to do with jobs.
Ilaria Moselli is senior economist for Europe at the Conference Board. German workers aren't low wage. They're not stealing jobs from us. But the imbalance with Germany does tell us some things about the U.S. and German economies. First, it tells us that German goods are really good.
Germany has done a lot of things to develop high-quality goods that are in demand.
Kent Hughes is public policy fellow at the Woodrow Wilson Center. There's another reason we're buying a lot of goods from Germany.
Right now, these German goods and services are essentially on sale because the euro is relatively weak.
Stephen Siegel is associate professor of finance at the University of Washington. Here's the problem with that.
It's not something Germany controls.
Germany can't control the euro any more than California can control the dollar. And right now, European monetary policy is having the effect of keeping the euro low, which, just as a big FYI, Siegel says, is exactly what the U.S. did with monetary policy after the recession.
Many countries in the world at that time were complaining.
So from a global perspective, it's a little rich for the U.S. to complain now. Kent Hughes with the Wilson Center says there are two takeaways from our imbalance with Germany. First, if Germany's doing so well, maybe we should be taking notes.
We can learn a lot from Germany in terms of institutional innovations that we could certainly adapt to our own economy.
And Germany actually could be taking notes from us, WashU's Siegel says. We have a trade deficit, but Germany has an investment deficit. It's investing more in us than we are in it. So what does our imbalance with Germany mean? Maybe more than anything, it's a teachable moment for our economies. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishor for Marketplace.